Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mary Contendo is here. Mary is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She is an expert in the area of women-owned businesses. She's the founder of the Women's Advantage Forums, and she is the author of a number of books, including Leading with Care, The Woman's Advantage. You're starting to get the picture here. She's a great resource for us and a good friend. Mary, welcome back.
Jim, it's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Mary, when I was a pup, I brought a problem to my boss one time, and he said, okay, what's your solution? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you brought me a problem. What do you think I should do about it? Well, I didn't think that was my job. I thought that was his job. I thought, you know, wait a minute. No, it's my job to find the problems. He said, let me give you a little tip, son. He said, in the future, if you're going to bring somebody a problem, or don't bring someone a problem unless you bring a solution with them. And I said, why would my solution be better than yours? He said, that's not the point. He said, it would be a solution. And yes, he said, and so what he was telling me was I had problem solving skills that I had not claimed and that the company needed me to employ. What do you think?
Exactly right. When I was managing an actual team, I used to do that all the time, and people knew not to bring me an issue without at least one proposed solution.
Right.
So they would come in and they would say, this is what's going on, and here's an idea we might use. Or sometimes they'd say, and I thought of two or three different things, bam, bam, bam,
mm-hmm.
Right? And that doesn't mean that their solution is going to be as good as or better than mine, but sometimes it could be. But the idea is you get multiple ideas from multiple people. You've got a lot more to work with. And you could do the same thing even with kids or grandkids.
Right.
If they come in with, well, what do you think the solution is?
Right.
Well, tell me what you think we should do, right? Instead of just resolving things for people.
Well, another form of delegating, too, in a way. It's an indirect form of delegating because if a person takes that to heart, like I did when my boss told me that, the next time I saw something that needed fixing, I probably said, well, wait a minute. Why don't I just fix that and not even talk to the boss?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so things get done. They didn't have the boss. That I think that was his point was, you know, why don't you give it a try your way, so I don't have to get involved. And maybe it goes away. When I was at Sears decades ago, my manager said, whenever a customer comes to you and has a problem, if you can identify a problem short of everything that they'll accept, that's a better deal for us. He said, because when they get to my office, I'm going to give them whatever they want.
Here's the other thing, Jim. If you have an employee come to you with 10 problems, and if they instead of coming to you, resolve all 10 of those problems, well, maybe two of them will be flat-out mistakes. So maybe they'll do 8 things that are good and 2 things that are negative. But if you had made those 10 decisions yourself, you're likely to have not had
no
100% batting average either, right?
That's exactly right.
So it's like, let them make the mistake on their side or come to you, use your time, and make the mistake on your side.
And you call this
again, same thing with kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids and grandkids, same thing.
You call this claiming personal power, don't you?
Well, that's one real element of claiming personal power is you know, stop complaining and just solve the problem. And if you think about people you know who are what you might consider weak personally as far as power is concerned, they're always complaining about something. They've always got something that's wrong in their life, and here's why, and if only this would happen. And you look at those people, and you can almost say, you know what, they're not going to go very far in life, because all they do is complain, and they don't ever take charge of things, right? They're always talking about a real dead giveaway is when people usually say they all the time. Well, they, referring to the company, they this, right. They that, they this, they that, instead of saying we. You know, well, my company does thus and so, we do thus and so, mm-hmm. versus my company does thus and so, they do thus and so. You know, and you can tell, oh, wow, that person is really going to go far just by changing that pronoun from they to we, just by taking ownership
right.
of what's going on and being a part of what's going on, right?
So, and you call that, you that's think that's part of personal power?
I think it real. Oh, I know it is. I know mm-hmm. it is. I can listen to people talk, and I can tell that they are very powerful people and that they're going to make mm-hmm. things happen, or else I can conversely listen to somebody say basically talk about the same topic, and I can think, that guy is going to be out of here in 6 months, or that guy, you know, this is as far as she's going to move in her career. She's never really going to, or this company is not going to grow because of the way the person's talking.
Right. What they're doing is they're giving you an assessment of themselves when they use these references. They're telling you they either are claiming personal power or that they determine they have, or they don't even know they have it, and they're too weak, or they're too too passive to claim it. That's what I see a lot. I see a lot of passiveness, where people, just because they haven't been told that they have the ability to take the initiative, they won't take the initiative. Well, I don't, you know, I never had that problem. I always ask for forgiveness instead of permission myself.
Yeah, you and I are in the same boat right. there. It's like, I just want to make things happen, and I don't care how they happen. And if they, ruffle a few feathers, well, so be it, right?
Well, you know, I found that if I got into trouble and the boss was about to yell at me, I'd say, well, boss, I was just trying to solve the problem. Well, he'd kind of settle down a little bit. You know,
and it's true.
When we come back, let's talk about having a personal power conversation with your employees. Can you help us with that?
Yeah, sure.
I think that's an important thing to do when you're talking to your folks on the job. Because folks, this is especially if you feel like you're getting bogged down as a leader of an organization, your organization can't seem to do anything without you. You know, this is probably a good conversation to have. Mary Cantando, give us the website quickly, please.
Womansadvantage.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.